Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
Hello, this is Paul.
Hey, Paul, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Happy New Year.
Yeah, we'll see what 2025 brings us.
Right? What does it have in store for us? I guess we'll be seeing here real shortly, huh?
you never know. Not the biggest Trump fan, but they say everything's going to be great now, so maybe
yeah.
That includes cool shows.
Let's hope so, right? Yeah, we
but,
can hope for the best here.
Yeah, I know. Always do.
Well, I was just calling to follow up with you and see if you're able to get everything, if you're ready to get everything going for the Google Guarantee.
Yeah, you know, it's a pretty tight pool market right now.
Right.
I know it's which comes first, the egg or the chicken type of thing. Do you start spending extra money and hoping the leads come in, or because you know, one thing is. With the Google Guarantee, I mean, that doesn't necessarily put me up any higher in the rankings of, hey, we want a pool, we're in this area, who's pool builders in my area or whatever.
Oh, it absolutely does. At the very top of the page, in the very top section, the first thing in the sponsored section, that's exactly what it does.
So you're telling me that if I do this Google Guarantee that I build in mainly the
mm-hmm.
Lakeland, Florida, which is Polk County, and Hillsborough,
mm-hmm.
which is Tampa, Florida.
That's the only way for you to drop in outside of where the business is physically located. Let me refresh your memory a little bit, Paul, because it's been a couple of months since we've spoken regarding the
mm-hmm.
listing and where it is and how it is going to work exactly. Is
mm-hmm.
Google Guarantee is Google's pay-per-lead program where you only pay per qualified lead. So there's
okay.
There's specific requirements to make it a qualified lead. Your lead cost is only $58.67. Now I know right now when there's not a ton coming in and things like that, it's not only $58. I'm not trying to minimize the cost at all.
Yeah, no.
But in the long run of things, when you're constructing a pool, $58 is, you know, it's pennies on the dollar for a quality lead. Now the thing is, the upfront cost on this is just the one-time $250 application fee, and the application itself takes about, you know, 4 to 8 weeks to completely process and get approval. So
mm-hmm.
that's the only upfront cost to get it moving forward. That way, in March, when things are starting to turn around, you know, or people are getting those income tax checks back and all those things, you're already in that sweet spot. Now, that Google Guaranteed section at the top of the page is the only place on Google that allows you to drop in to specific zip codes that are outside of your normal service radius. You can service the entire state of Florida because that's how your licensing and your insurance documents read.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't limit you.
Yeah.
Google Guarantee is the only section on the first page of Google that doesn't limit you to your actual service radius.
Okay. What, I mean, are there, I mean, I haven't really Googled pool builders, but I would think that everybody would want to do that. I mean.
But not everybody's qualified. Some people have felonies. Some people don't carry the proper insurance. Some people don't have the proper licensing. Some people aren't willing to pay per lead. Some people just don't plumb see the value of showing up in that particular section. It is an elite
right.
position because of the qualifications that are required in order to show up there. And then you do have to pay per qualified lead after that. So the upfront cost is the $250 application fee. And then once your
right.
Google Guarantee approved, then your minimum monthly budget or activation budget, if you will, is the $765. That's for up to 13 Google Guarantee leads. It is an activation budget. It could be a monthly budget if you choose to take on all 13 leads in a month, but you don't have to. Once the leads are activated and that budget is invoked, when the lead comes through, A, it's only coming to you because the client's gone to Google and they've chosen to work directly with you. They want to contact you. It's not coming to Local Splash. We're not sending it out to multiple contractors. The clients are going there and they're determining to work with you based on your own merits, and that you're in that guaranteed section. They know that they have that peace of mind because you're a quality provider and Google promises them that. When the phone rings, it's the actual client on the other end of the phone. You're not being handed a phone number and hoping for the very best and good luck to you. You know that it's a Google guaranteed lead coming through because it says so on your caller ID. It also gives the whisper feature right before the connection of the call to ensure quality of service. All the calls are recorded. Because if it's sales solicitation, spam, or robocall, if it's somebody seeking employment with your company, if it's an otherwise unqualified call, if they're asking for a service that you don't provide that's not listed in your profile with that specific criteria, again, if it's outside of your service radius, all of those things would be considered an unqualified call, and you would not be charged.
Right. Well, okay. So let me back up just a minute. So when I heard something 765, I mean, you know, and like I say, I don't mean to sound cheap, but I mean,
not at all.
You know, watch your budget, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard that 765, is that I'm going to have to pay that every month, no matter how many leads I mean,
no.
If I only got two leads this
no.
month, and
no, not
leads,
at all.
Not
at all. If you only take two leads and you pause the campaign, that remaining $500 and whatever dollars is going to roll over. There is not, it's not a monthly charge. So the $765 is for 13 Google Guarantee leads at $58.67. So the way it works is you pay, once you're ready to turn the leads on, you pay the $765. The leads are on. Paul, they will come in at approximately three leads a week if you don't touch it. If you just turn them on and you don't touch it, those leads are going to come in at three leads a week. And each qualified lead is going to come off that budget at $58.67. If you say you take on one lead or mm-hmm. two leads, and now you and your crew are booked, you know that you can't take on any more calls, any more leads, you would call and you would pause the campaign. If you want to go on vacation to Tahiti for 6 months, you pause the campaign. For whatever reason you want to pause the campaign, wherever you pause it financially is where it stops. And that budget will
continue to roll over. That's not held against me in the...
No,
I mean,
sir.
Man,
in any way,
every
shape,
time
or form.
To turn around, he's pausing
mm-mm.
it.
No,
because
sir.
At this point, I don't have a big, I don't have a lot of manpower. I mean, I've got subcontractors.
Right.
So let me back up again. Then
the
58 whatever to start the qualification process.
$250.
Is that like if I said
qualification process? $250 application.
So if I said okay, so if I said do that today.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm not locked in to, hey, as soon as you're qualified, you know, we're taking $700-something out of your checking account. I mean, does it happen like that, or do I have to say I'm ready to start getting leads?
No, so the way that it happens is because the process takes 4 to 8 weeks for complete processing application fee. It could be done in 3 weeks. It could be done in 6 weeks. It could be done in, 42 days. It could be, I have no way of knowing exactly how long it's going to take. So what happens
right.
is if you don't want us to automatically debit and cut the leads on, that's fine. I can let them know up front, listen, client does not want automatic debit on the front end. He wants to be notified with a phone call. Because we always send out email notifications, say, hey, your account's ready to go live. Within 3 days, we're looking to turn the leads on. But if that is not something that you want, I'm letting you know up front and on the recorded line, we don't have to do it that way. We can say, okay, listen, when he's approved, he does not want the budget charged. He wants to be called and made sure that he's ready to pay that $765. Because we don't want to put your company into a bad position and, debit something that's not there. I mean, the bank isn't going to give it if you don't got it,
Right. And if that's your rent money,
your light bill,
yeah.
your kids' clothes,
yeah.
we don't want to do that either,
I need to eat a little bit,
Yeah, exactly. The ramen and beans is only going to catch you so long, So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying is it's all about the communication, and we can put that into place on the front end. That's not a problem. It does not have to be an automatic debit. Some guys, they choose to set it up on an automatic debit. Their situation's different, and they're like, hey, listen, as soon as I'm approved, go ahead, cut them on. Don't even get, just have the calls come in. They're not as involved. and that's fine for
well,
them.
Well, and you know, and I'd also say that looking at it as a more from a positive point of view is that, man, I'm qualified now, but I got five jobs sold right now, and I don't have time to run a lead, and I don't have, you know, I just can't do anymore right now.
Exactly. So, and when you pause it, Paul, it does not hurt you in any way, shape, or form. Literally, what happens is this. You're going to be assigned a Google call tracking number that's specific to your business. So those calls can be recorded, and the AI bots are listening to those calls for authenticity purposes to make sure that it's a qualified quality call. Okay. If you were to pause the campaign for whatever reason, you don't even need a reason, but for whatever reason you chose to pause the campaign, that's where it stops financially. That budget will continue to roll over until you unpause. It does not come automatically unpaused for any reason whatsoever. In addition to that, what happens is that Google call tracking number is not enabled. So people can't just call that number and connect with you. The number reverts back to your regular business line, and your listing simply rotates down to the bottom because your ads are not live at the moment. You do not rotate off the page. Clients can still contact you from that position, or prospects can still contact you from that position. They're just calling your regular business line. And you're not charged for the lead. So if you still receive a call, you can, and I have clients who have still received calls from that section. However, they weren't charged for the lead. It was basically a free lead because they were still in that spot.
Right, right. So, I mean, I suppose we can go ahead. I think I asked you before, what would disqualify somebody? I mean, I'm not a felon. I do have insurance.
Felonies is really the only thing that's going to disqualify you. And then let me just verify your information here. One second. Let me pop in here. Go to licensing. Okay. Hold on one second. F. Florida. Okay. We're in the carpenter section. Let's go down to pull. Okay, which license do you have?
I have a state license.
Right. Do you have the Florida state, commercial pool and spa contractors registration or certificate?
No, I have the residential.
Okay, the residential pool spa. Okay, perfect. For Florida, they have four different options for licensing that's acceptable. So it's Florida Swimming Pool and Spa Service Contractor Registration or Certificate, Florida Residential, which is the one you said you have, Florida GC, and Florida Commercial. So that's the requirement for the licensing. The requirement for the insurance is a commitment of, down there to the pool, it's all done alphabetically, $100,000 in general liability.
Yeah, I think they even make me, I believe my insurance is $1 million.
That's the requirement for Google Guarantee coverage. So sometimes it'll vary. Like once in a while, I even see that the state requires a licensing for certain things that Google Guarantee doesn't require licensing on. So it's a little strange sometimes. But yeah, the only thing that would disqualify you, the only reason, and that's why I asked you all those questions months ago, was to verify you have a United States Social Security number, correct?
Yeah, yes, I do.
You have a Florida state driver's license?
I do.
No dead bodies in the past 7 years?
No, I haven't.
At least none that they can find, right?
I build pools. We dig some deep holes.
You do dig some deep holes.
Subcontractors I'd like to put in
right?
there, but anyway.
And then it's just you going on the application. You're not going to put those subcontractors on there because you can't vouch for them, okay?
No.
You're the only owner, so
yes,
you're good. You're good to go. There's really we wouldn't suggest it. Like if say you said I had a felony 10 years ago, then I would check. But if you did, I'm just saying I would check in with my people to double check before I even take your application fee, because we're not in the business of taking the money if we don't think that we can get you past. Like I am 99.9%, like unless there's some secret life you forgot to tell me about, you're going to pass.
Nah, okay. Well, I suppose we can go ahead and do that. But you do have to promise me, though, that I'm not going to get a surprise. And, hey, man, what's this? You know, my wife, who stays on my butt about money all the time, what the hell is this $758 come out of the account? What have you done now? Yeah, I don't need that.
No, absolutely. I'm going to go ahead and notate the account that you do want to be notified beforehand. No automatic monthly charge or automatic activation budget charge for your account. That's absolutely no problem. So I have the account. The card holder is technically Charles Paul Smith. That's you, correct?
That is me.
And what is your mother's maiden name, Mr. Smith?
That would be Davis.
Perfect. I just have to verify that before I verify the card ending, a Visa ending in 7015 is the card I'm going to charge the $250 application fee to today.
And you're getting that through what I have on with Local Splash?
Correct.
Okay.
That's fine. Yeah. I started with Local Splash 9 years ago. I've been with them for 9 years. And I started with the basic program and services, and I became a head member of the upgrade team in the past, 6 months. So I'm going to send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line. That way you can contact me if you have any further questions. If you need help with the application or anything like that, I'm totally here to help you. I've got... I'm going to send the application over via email as well as via text message. Now, I'm going to give you at least 24 hours with the application, and then we're going to schedule an onboarding call. The call itself takes about 10 minutes. The technician's just going to be verifying the business information and making sure that all the information we have in the file and on our file and in the application is true and correct. It doesn't take very long, but it does require that the application is completed, which only takes about 10 minutes on its own, before we can do that onboarding call. So do you want me to schedule that call for tomorrow or for Friday?
I don't really have a preference. And let me back up one more time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, but I don't have an office space somewhere.
You don't need one. You don't need one. It's perfectly fine.
My home address is not going to be broadcast.
It's sufficient. No, sir, it's not. Everything is kept completely private and separate. There's no need for that to show. Most pool contractors do not have a showroom floor where people are coming in to view and try the swimming pool.
Yeah, I mean, the ones I've worked for in the past where I've sold pools and when I subcontracted, they were bigger, much bigger companies than I am. So, they did have some things like that. But, yeah, I understand. There's a lot of guys that are in my position that,
Right. I understand what you're saying, but that's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt your ranking or anything else. So, okay, the application's going to be coming over to the email we have on file, paul@tbpoolsincorporatedinc.com, and I'm going to go ahead and...
Let's back up just a second. It's
sure.
Paul at JTB.
JTB, I see it there. I apologize. I missed it when I highlighted it.
And it's JTBpoolsinc.com, right?
Correct.
JTBpools, Inc. Okay. All right.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Okay, that's coming over now. GG application. It has a clickable link. Now, again, it's going to ask if you have any employees. You're just going to say no because you use contractors. There's no need to put them on there. It asks if you have multiple business owners. There's unless it's, you and your wife on the licensing, there's no need to put anybody else on there. It's literally just plug and play. It gives you an example of the certificate of insurance that they're expecting you to upload. Your COI is going to be for your Accord document, and they give you a literal picture explanation of what they're expecting to see on that. And that's another reason that we go ahead and review the application, is because we want to make sure that we have everything correct the first time we submit. Okay?
Okay.
Onboarding call, what time do you want to do it? Do you want to do it on Friday or you want to do it on Thursday?
Why don't we do it Friday?
Okay. What time is best for you?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Where will you be calling from?
I'll be calling from the 877 number. Oh, we're 10 to 7 Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. That's the earliest call would be 10 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's just do it, whatever, 10, 15, whatever time you get in.
Okay. Let me see here what we've got for Friday morning. The earliest one is 10:30.
And do I need to have any documents in front of me or anything?
Nope. As long as the application is turned in, then you do not need, no, everything's fine. If that application is not, if I come in on Friday morning and they say application hasn't been turned in, then I'm going to be calling you to tell you I can't do onboarding until the application's turned in. The application's pretty simple. You'll see it once you get in there. It's like your name, your address.
What time did you say? 10:15 or what did you say? 10:30?
I have
10:30. And what am I going to call this in my notes? This is
I'm sending you an invitation right now for Google Guarantee. It's going to say GG Onboarding.
Okay.
Call, and you're going to get an email notification right now. I'm literally clicking send. It's going to say GG Onboarding Call with your first and last name and your phone number. And then you'll get a notification about an hour before the appointment as well that's going to say, hey, onboarding's coming at this time. We look forward to speaking with you, okay?
Is that going to be an email that comes through?
Yep, there's going to be an email, a text message, and then I just sent the email notification where if you click accept on the invitation for the appointment that's coming through for the calendar, then that's going to give you a push notification as well, as long as you're using a Google Calendar.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I'm a bit nervous because I guess I just am, but.
Well, I want you to be excited because this product is the cure for cancer as far as leads go. I haven't had a single client cancel on profit with this program.
Okay.
I want you to be confident.
You said all this is being recorded, so what you're telling me is being recorded, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I need to... When I get home this evening or later this afternoon, I need to make sure and fill out, and there will be a link. You emailed me a link so that I can just click, because I'm not real technical savvy, I'll tell you that. So I click that link, and then I fill out the information and hit send or submit it or whatever.
It'll submit, and we'll get a notification as soon as it's submitted. Now, if you have any trouble while you're filling it out, you can text or call the number that I texted you from, and you can say, hey, Amy, I need your help, and I'll jump on it. I'll send you a call for a video link, and you and I can fill it out together, and I'll help you.
Okay.
If you need any help at all, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I hope that I can.
Well, I've had guys need a little bit of extra help before. It's no big deal, Paul.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm excited what this means for your business. I believe that you're going to love it.
All right. Well, I'm counting on you that you've been truthful and to me, and this is money well spent. And I have no idea who you are, what you look like, or even if you truly exist, whether I'm talking to an AI-generated something or another.
Well, when you see the email come through, you'll see that my picture's attached to it. I am a real-life human, and I have red hair.
Oh, no, not a redhead. Jesus, Randy. Just blew the whole deal.
All right. Oh, boy. I'll talk to you soon. All right. Okay, Paul. Bye now.
Thanks.